Chapter 6. Employees, Systems, and Structures, the Backbone of a Company. There are three things that make a company great: their employees, their systems, and their structures. All three of those things have to be polished and excellent in order for any company to be successful. You cannot have one without the other. If you have the best employees in the world, they will do no good if sound systems aren't in place for them to operate in. A great manager cannot be successful if they don't have accounting support. Conversely, systems only work if a company has employees that are trained and can utilize those systems to create value. A company's structure allows for seamless interaction between an employee and the company's system. Structure allows an employee to know their role and to focus on being successful. Employees. Training. When you are evaluating which company you will hire to manage your property, it can be easy to forget that you aren't hiring just a company. You are hiring the people within that company. That was the mistake the owners of the West Phoenix property made. They hired a company that had a good reputation but did not look past the macro to the micro. An interview with the person that was going to be actually on the ground managing their investment might have caused them to think twice. I would go so far as to say that the individual a company uses to manage your property is more important than the company itself. After all, you will be dealing primarily with the manager, not the company. You might assume that all companies take the time to train and educate their employees. Unfortunately, that is often not the case. Too often, companies leave it in the hands of their employees to train themselves. Beware of a company that doesn't standardize and require training. Job satisfaction. Take a look at the management company's employee retention. A good company attracts and retains good employees. If there is a lot of turnover in a company, you can bet there is something going on internally, and it probably won't be good for your investment. Good companies know the value of their employees and strive to keep them happy and therefore with the company. I learned the value of this lesson firsthand. Here's another rich dad tip. Poor pay equals poor morale. Poor morale equals poor profits. At one point, we converted one of my properties in Las Vegas from apartments to condominiums. When the property was almost sold out, we contracted a homeowners association to manage the property. An HOA is a little different from a multifamily management company in that they only manage the common area of the buildings, since the units themselves are owned by individuals. My company doesn't perform HOA management, so we hired a company to do it for us. It was a disaster. I knew we were in for trouble when the manager quit a week after we hired the company. Then the new manager quit a couple months later. Both managers quit because of internal structure issues. They were frustrated with the company, which made them frustrated with their jobs, which made them leave. Owners on the property started to grumble about the lack of maintenance. If you think it would be bad to deal with one angry owner, try 340 of them. HOA meetings turned into three-hour-long complaint fests as one owner after another came forward. Over the course of time this company was under our employment, we had five property managers come and go. Finally, we said enough is enough and fired them. Systems. Earlier, we went into detail about sound property management systems and how to implement them. If you aren't planning on managing your own property, then you would better be sure that the company you hire is firing on all cylinders when it comes to property management systems. Accounting. Though a manual is good for detailing on-site operational systems, it is important to determine what kind of systems a company has in place for accounting as well. If a company doesn't have an excellent, autonomously functioning accounting department, you can bet for sure that the employees on-site will not be able to do their job effectively. Structures. The structure of a company determines its ability to operate successfully. I can think of nothing more important when it comes to a company's structure than depth. You should be leery of a company that cannot absorb the loss of an employee in any of its departments. Accounting is the most apt example of this. As an owner, the single most important correspondence you will receive from a property management company will be your monthly and annual financials, the report card. By now, you know how important financials are. They tell the story of whether your property is succeeding or not, whether your investment is growing your wealth. Financials are produced by the accounting staff at a property management company and should be sent to the owner by the 15th of the following month at the latest. When I first started in the property management business, my company consisted of myself and an office manager that knew how to do accounting. Most property management companies that you will come across are small like mine was. Generally, they will have 2 to 5 employees. In the early days, if my accountant were to leave at the end of the month, there would be no way that I would be able to get the financials out to my clients. I would have had no way to absorb the loss of my accountant. In larger companies, however, the loss of a key employee is not nearly as crippling. The same accountant that I had in the early days of my company is still with me. God forbid she ever left, but if she did, my company would still function smoothly. She manages competent people who could step up and help, and my CFO could oversee the process. Financials would still be sent to my clients on the appointed day, and as far as my company's operations are concerned, they would never know the difference. In a large company, even the loss of a key person can be absorbed, and business will function as normal. Finally, one last thing to take a look at when evaluating a property management company is the stability of its portfolio. Do they have properties that they have been managing for years? Or is their portfolio a revolving door? You can bet that a management company whose portfolio is always shifting is probably not offering a satisfactory level of service.